Joe knows politics and so much more. A true connection to real New York on 77 WABC.
WABC Talk Radio 77 New York. This is James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, with you. It is Friday in our glorious city. And right now we turn our attention to the southern borders of the United States. We have on the phone with us Todd Bensman, who is with the Center for Immigration Studies. Welcome, Todd. How are you?
Wait, me.
Can you hear us, Todd? Are you there at the border?
Yes.
Yes, there you are.
Yes, so, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I am on the Mexican side of the border right now, but I should have good communications.
It sounds good. Now, Todd, we spoke earlier this morning. Tell us first, before we even talk about exactly what's happening there, what the Center for Immigration Studies is all about, so people know how to put what you are doing at the border in context.
Sure. The Center for Immigration Studies is a public policy institute where fellows think about deeply immigration policy, write, produce reports, research about immigration policy as a means to educate the public and policymakers. The center takes a stance that less immigration is more, and is pro-enforcement of immigration laws.
Excellent. Now, you are at the borders. Tell us what is happening right now. You were on the American side of the border this morning, and right now you're on the Mexican side of our border. What is going on at our southern border?
That's right. Well, something unusual is happening right now with the border in the Del Rio, Texas area, which is a new sort of epicenter developing in that a very large influx of Haitians, Cubans, Africans, non-Central Americans, non-Mexicans, have suddenly showed up and crossed the border into Del Rio, where they are forming a large camp, an encampment there, because there are so many that they cannot be processed properly. And so they are setting up like kind of a little village there. And the administration is processing them slowly into the United States on temporary legal documents, but it takes a long time, and there are so many that have come that it looks like these folks will be under that bridge and for at least another 3 weeks or 4 weeks or even longer, depending how many keep coming, but they are still coming.
Now, on Sunday, there were 2,000 immigrants. By Wednesday, this is from a story that you published on the Center for Immigration Studies website, that's CIS.org. And you say on Sunday there were 2,000 on Sunday, 6,000 Wednesday of this week, 8,000 Thursday morning, and then 10,000. How many do you estimate are there now? Do you know?
I don't know what it is today because I decided to go to the Mexican side. The administration has cut off all media access and interviews about this situation. And so I felt like the only way to actually figure out why these people were coming in such large numbers now at this spot at the border, I had to go interview the actual immigrants themselves. So I don't know how many are over there, but I was on the side of the river where they were going into the river and across, and you could see them just nonstop, huge numbers. Just I can't even explain them. Just hundreds and hundreds and a long line of people through the town of Acuña, Ciudad Acuña. This is where they're arriving by bus. Six, seven buses every few hours.
By bus?
Immigrants. They're bussing up from the south of Mexico. And then they're crossing at Del Rio. And that's how it's working, yeah. Yes, bypass mostly.
Have you talked to any of these people that are trying to gain access, that are here now trying to get into, get legal documents to come in? Have you been able to talk with any of them?
Dozens of them, all day today.
And what are they telling you, Todd?
Just, in fact, just before you called, I just finished interviewing another one at the restaurant that I'm at. What they're saying is that the Mexicans have them bottled up in the very southern part of Mexico. They would not let them pass. The Mexican National Guard is there at the Biden administration's request to try to get a handle on the mass immigration that's happening. And so they've been bottled up in a very large numbers down there. And suddenly, on Sunday of last week, the Mexican government said, you can all leave. You're free to go. We'll let you just go. And they let everybody that they've been bottling up go. And they went. And so and they're still coming. Some of the immigrants are telling me that the Mexican free pass was only for 3 days. And then they were going to shut the gate back down after 3 days, which would be Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. They let the flood open. They opened the floodgate there. And I can't tell whether the Mexicans have shut the gate back down, but there are still huge numbers of non-Mexican, non-Central American immigrants down in the southern part of Mexico. And they're coming through Panama. They're coming from South America through the Panamanian Darien Gap, through Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, and all the way up through Mexico. It's a very long journey. These people, I met an Angolan this morning who told me his story, and he came in from Brazil when they heard that Biden had opened the border. They all said that they came now because they've been coming now because the Biden administration has opened the border to them and letting anybody who shows up there through. And so they're all coming. And this Angolan told me that I asked, are there other Africans here? And he says, oh, yeah. And he's named a dozen different countries in Africa. Also, all of these people are here at the Del Rio camp.
Now, what are the conditions that these people are living under that bridge, especially since the government has now banned drones from taking photos of them? They don't want the American people to know what's going on there. You're there. Can you tell us what kind of conditions these people are living in while they wait to try to get in this, while they're in the country, while they wait to get processed?
That's right. Well, the region, the area, is a lot of open ground and trees and vegetation. And so there's just a tremendous amount of garbage. That's the first thing I noticed. Piles and piles of just trash and garbage everywhere. I did notice today that the government brought in some big trash bins, you know, the big industrial size ones, so that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And they're also bringing in water, there are lots of porta potties. There's probably a sufficient number of porta potties that I saw, which is a good thing. You know, you don't want cholera outbreaks. You know, people are living in very primitive camping kind of conditions. They're building their own structures out of trees and bits of lumber and whatever they can find. They're putting tarps over it. They've got most of them are sleeping out in the open on blankets and pieces of cardboard, whatever they can sleep on, thousands and thousands. I mean, you could imagine like a typical kind of refugee camp in the third world or something where you just have a lot of people packed in together and just sleeping wherever they can, trying to build little shelters and kind of have some privacy. These people will be here long enough that, you know, they're going to have like a little settlement looking, you know, shanties everywhere that people can start to build.
That's unbelievable.
It's 3 or 4 weeks before they can clear everybody, process them out. And certainly the way they're doing it is you come in, the Border Patrol is right there. They're just kind of looking at their cell phones. Nobody's doing anything. They're just allowed to come in and leave. and come back and leave, and it's a wide open corridor for leaving and coming at that spot on the river. And so the folks come in and they're given a ticket, like that you would get at a carnival or at a raffle, little raffle tickets, and they're numbered, and that's their number. They have to wait until that number is called, and then they'll be released into the United States.
So how long are you?
These tickets.
Yeah, Todd, how long are you planning on staying down at the border area?
You know, I'll probably be here another couple days, and you know, I'll leave and I'll come back. I live in Austin, Texas, so I come down here pretty often. It's not that far.
Okay, time's up for us right now, but I want to check back with you early next week or maybe even tomorrow and see what else you can add to this. And we want to stay with you as long as possible so that you can keep American citizens up to speed with what the administration refuses to tell them. The administration has now blocked drones from taking pictures there. You're on the ground there. And we thank you so much, Todd, for letting us know what is going on at our border.
Yes, sir. Happy to do it. That's what we do. And you can find my reporting and video at CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies.org. We've got a big package up right now from yesterday, and I was up late putting it together with our staff. And there'll be another one tomorrow from my time here at the Mexican border. I've already kind of given you a hint about what's going to be in that. But there'll be lots of video from the ground on the Mexican side.
Wonderful.
And I'm still going to be here probably till dark tonight.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Todd, and we will be back in touch. Thank you so much for letting us know what's going on at our border. We will be back in touch. James Golden, a.k.a. Snerdly, with you here on WABC Talk Radio 77. We're coming back after this.